This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2001, the number one reason your English classes are not working. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In today's episode, Lindsay shares how she ended up in a vicious cycle with her Arabic learning and how she can turn it into a virtuous cycle and how you can turn this insight into power when it comes to learning English.
Hey there, Michelle. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Coming off of episode 2000, which was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
That was great. So great hearing from our listeners. Guys, if you haven't checked out 2000 yet, definitely listen to that. I can't believe we're on our second 2000. We are starting the...
I know, Michelle. It's insane. We're going to be podcasting until we're old ladies. I mean, it's crazy. We just love it so much. So we just keep going, you know? I mean,
that's right. Why stop? Why stop?
Yeah, I love it. So good. Well, Michelle, I have a question to start off today's episode for you. Are you ready?
All right, let's hear it.
So what do you think is the number one reason that students, like our listeners, for example, don't improve their English? They're having problems. They're not seeing improvement. What is it? What's that number one reason?
I would say that it's fear of failure and therefore not, I would say not putting in the work as far as applying English to the daily life. So I would say if somebody, I mean, frequently I've spoken to students, how do you practice English outside of the classroom, outside of whatever? Mm-hmm. And they say, that they don't really. That they, maybe they live with roommates of who are also learning English. And they don't speak English with them. And I understand to a certain extent, like you're tired. You don't want to speak English all the time. And it is exhausting. And you just want to relax at home. But I would say like putting in that 10 minutes, just 10 minutes, you know, having certain goals like that outside of the classroom, you got to put in the work outside of class.
Yeah. So that's really the number one thing is that's not, I think you're right. I think it manifests differently for intermediate advanced students, what they should be doing versus what beginner students should be doing. Right. I think intermediate advanced outside of the class, they should actually be using the language. Maybe we're reading an English newspaper, we're starting a conversation, but beginner, it's the same thing. It's just that maybe we're working on flashcards. Like I have my Quizlet app here for my Arabic. The reason I'm bringing this up is, Michelle, I am hitting a wall with my Arabic studies. This episode, I think, is coming out after I come back. So we'll see how I did. But right now it's before and I've hit a wall. And I realized there's one single reason why I've hit a wall.
Why?
It comes down to one thing. I'm not putting in the time outside of class. So we've had students come to us. I remember one of our loyal students, amazing students and listeners asked me in one of our live group classes about 6 months ago, he said, you know, I come to all these classes. Why am I not getting better? And I said, it's because I said, how much are you doing outside of the class? Because the reality is, guys, your live classes are not the time in which you're improving. That's kind of like the test. Let's use that word. It's the checking. It's the check of what you have learned outside of the class, Michelle. You know?
Right. Exactly. That's kind of like setting you off. Like, here we go. Like, fly, birdie, fly.
Right.
You know, you can't, you know, it's just like, lighting the match, basically.
Lighting the match. It's a chance for you to get a reward. You know, we're animals in the end. We need rewards, dopamine hits. And there is a reward when my Arabic teacher asked me a question and I can answer that. I know exactly what he asked me and I can answer it back in Arabic. That is so rewarding. So today we're talking about the difference between a virtuous cycle and a vicious cycle, right? Ooh. I mean, what do you think
this is cool?
Yeah. What do you think is the difference when it comes to learning? What would a virtuous cycle look like in your mind, Michelle?
Well, I'm trying to think. I mean, a vicious cycle, I'm thinking, would be something that just like doesn't get any better. You get yourself into this.
Yeah.
Just like way of like, you're not doing work. You're not improving. You get upset. You're not doing work. You're not improving. You get
work,
upset.
So you don't do the work. You don't improve and you get it. Yeah. It's like, yeah. And that's where that I have been experiencing a little bit of that, to be honest, because what's been happening is I'm booking a lot of lessons. So I get that dopamine hit when I book my lesson. I say, okay, next Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, I'm going to book 30-minute lessons. I'm doing the work. Actually, I'm not doing the work. Just booking those lessons and showing up is not the work. Okay. The work is my Quizlet app. I'm using Quizlet as my key study tool. And I haven't been doing that as much as I should, because that's where I prepare for the show. The show is the class, right? The show is the class. The show is where I get tested on what I've learned. And so that means I come away from the class feeling a little bad, a little scared of the language, a little bit like, ooh, maybe I can't do this. And then I feel less motivated to study versus what would a virtuous cycle look like? What if I actually spent more time prepping?
Right. You spend more time, you get, I guess it's like you get the ball rolling and more positive things keep on happening and then you just keep improving.
Exactly. Exactly. That's it. So Michelle, how much time, I'm going a little bit out of order in our notes here, but how much time do you think what do we recommend? You know, I've realized that there is a metric that I think we can recommend to our students. How much actual time should we spend outside of class preparing for that class? Like what would be a ratio, you know, class time to study time?
Okay. Well, I'm looking in our notes at what we were. Oh yeah. I would say 2 to 3 times the time to study outside of class, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. Yeah. I really think, you know, maybe before I would have thought, ooh, that sounds like a lot. But now that I'm, especially as a beginner, you really need to, you know, I don't think too many of our listeners are beginners, but maybe some of you guys are intermediate, lower intermediate. You need a lot of time. And we need to also involve a lot of senses. I'm not doing enough listening, but I also, if I do a 30-minute class, after that class, I should spend 60 to 90 minutes studying what I practiced in class or the new things that were introduced to me in class. Because especially if I learn new things in that class, if I don't spend that time, there's no way I can come back next time. And I know my teacher's going to ask me the question. I can't do it. Well, there's no way I can do it. I mean, I have no context for this language.
It is a true connection skill to be able to mirror someone's enthusiasm in English. But to be able to do it, you need the right vocabulary and strategies. Lindsay and I show you how to do it in an episode coming up soon, which you don't want to miss. So make sure you hit follow on All Ears English. Just hit the follow button wherever you like to listen and we'll drop right into your listening queue.
Right. Okay. So, well, here's the question. Do you think that 60 to 90 minutes should be all at once or split up, or does it matter?
That's a great question. I think it would be smart to split it up. I think it depends on you, how you study. I know that I learn best by moving and taking in information. So I need podcasts. I haven't found a great podcast yet, but how would you do it, Michelle?
I mean, I would split it up as well. It depends on how much time you have. But I mean, we've talked a lot about on this show about not overwhelming yourself. So like if you see, oh, I should do 60 to 90 minutes outside of class after, it's like that can sound a little bit overwhelming. But if you think about it as 10, 20 minutes a day, that's more manageable and you can break it down and kind of reinforce things in a better way and let your brain adapt to what you're learning rather than just doing it all at once and kind of flooding all your senses and getting overwhelmed. Yeah.
100% agree, Michelle. It's really about how do we take our study tool and integrate it into our, when we're waiting in the doctor's office, I can easily pull out my app and look at my flashcards. I can play a matching game, right? I can take a little test in my app. When I am walking my dog and the dog's playing with other dogs, I could play with my the app and Quizlet. Like, what can it's a how do we let it bleed into our lives to remember to pick that up and actually do that? Right.
Exactly. It can be anything. Like you said, it can be Quizlet. It can be you listen to a radio show for 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it can be you talk with a friend. You have to put in that time.
There's no
in the
substitute.
Way that's going to be most effective for you.
Yeah, there's no substitute for the time. And that was my answer to our student who said, why am I not getting better? Yeah, you're coming to the classes, but these are 30-minute classes where you're learning new things. This is not studying English. This is kind of the performance moment where we see how much studying you've done. That's the reality, right? That is the balance between class and study, guys. And you know that feeling, Michelle, where I think a lot of our listeners struggle with this, where when they're learning a new language, and if your teacher asks you a question in class, the first thing that comes to mind, if you don't feel confident, is that filter goes up and you say, oh my gosh, I don't know the answer. Do you know what I mean? It blocks your mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So part of what I've noticed and why I think this is so important for our listeners to keep in mind of the study time is that reduces that filter, that brings that down. So it actually makes you lead with, I do know it. I think I know this. And now I have clarity of mind to find the word.
Right. And then when you go to the next class, you won't be so nervous. You will say, okay, no, I know this. I've worked for this.
Yes.
And I can do this.
Yeah. I mean, I think it is so important to be in the right headspace when it's time to perform with the language. And the thing that's going to get you there, guys, is that practice. So there's no substitute. So you can hire a tutor for every day of the week. But if you're not spending time outside of that class, it's not going to work, especially at the lower level. Yeah.
And then you might like almost like blame, you might start to place blame where it shouldn't be placed. Like you might start to place blame on the teacher.
Right,
like, oh,
right.
Teacher isn't good. And it's like, no, the teacher is giving you what you need to succeed. It matters what you do with it. I mean, two different students can get two completely different things out of the same class.
Oh my gosh. And we see this a lot with our IELTS course, of course, right?
Yeah.
Some students are in our basic plan for Three Keys IELTS. In 30 days, they have gotten their 7 and they are ready to immigrate. They're moving on. And then others don't necessarily put in the time on their own, which is totally required, that independence, and they maybe don't quite get there, right? So it's there's so much of ourselves that's involved, like self-driven learning as adults, because we're not sitting in a classroom as kids. So 90% of your work is outside of class. Mm. That, I think, is the key takeaway for today, Michelle.
I think so too. Yeah, absolutely. Just really, you got to put in the work. You got to put in the work.
Yeah. So guys, this is, you know, what I've learned through the last, you know, 6 or 8 weeks of Arabic classes. And, you know, my trip to Egypt will be the true test of how well it worked. But I know how to get myself out of the vicious cycle, right? So now you guys know what to do. You know how to get yourself out of it. You know how to get away from the affective filter coming up and saying, I don't know, the panic. You know how to get out of it. So go and do it. Right? That's
yes.
It. That's
yes. I love it. I love it, guys. Yes. You will be able to do it. You got to get yourself in that healthy mindset.
Yeah.
You got to put in the work. And I think that you'll start to very quickly notice a difference in your motivation and your progress. I think it's almost immediate, honestly.
Yeah, 100%, Michelle. So good. So guys, we mentioned IELTS in this episode. Michelle, where can our listeners go to get a taste of IELTS? What podcast could they listen to?
Listen to the IELTS Energy Podcast with Jessica and Aubrey. It is an amazing podcast. You will learn, you will laugh, you will have fun, and you will feel prepared for the IELTS exam.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing what we can learn when our brains relax. It's kind of what we were just saying with that panic that we're trying to reduce by spending time studying outside of class. When we relax, like when we consume IELTS Energy, Allers English, our brains come down and it's almost like, I'm having fun here, right? I'm having fun, I'm laughing, and we just learn and we don't know we're learning. It's incredible. So
that's why we do it. That's why we do it the way we do it.
You got it, Michelle. Thanks for hanging out with me today and talking about this. Such a key topic.
Thank you. This is awesome, Lindsay. And good luck with Arabic on your trip.
Oh, thank you. It's test time, right? We'll see what happens.
You can do it. You got this.
All right. Take care. Talk soon.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.